Most things in life aren't guaranteed, but I'll tell you what's guaranteed. The Hip Hop Digest Show, landing in my Stitcher playlist, when I'm high as fuck, riding that B train into Manhattan. Yo, Hip Hop Digest, I love you guys. This is Peter Oasis, live and direct, for life, for life, for life, for life.
Hello and welcome to this healing space guided meditation. Over the course of the next few minutes, we will travel together into contemplative silence and then open the doors to any feelings you may be holding inside yourself, offering them a safe way to emerge and be released. As we begin, make yourself comfortable, settle in, and begin to listen to the rhythm of your own breath, own breath, own breath, own breath, own breath.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And you heard that, Kurt's back. But not only is Kurt back, somebody else is back. DJ Q, what up, bro?
Q.
All right.
That affects everything.
What's good? What's good, fellas?
All right. What's goody? What's goody?
All right. It's good to see you, brother.
Yeah, it's good seeing y'all, man. It's been a minute. We got a lot to talk about. me and Irv had a weekend to remember out in Vegas. And King Killer, there's something I wanted to address with you.
Okay, all right. So,
you know what, right. B? I love how this nigga came and took over the show. Like, all right, I'm gonna start this motherfucker off right.
but before we do that, it's been a long time since you've been on
you
the show.
You know what you gotta do.
You know what you gotta do.
You know them questions.
Okay. All right,
I know the questions.
All right, your personal top three MCs.
I'm gonna give you my top three right now.
That's what we want to hear.
My top three right now, and I have to say this, no bias at all, because he's my man's and all. L's I. All
right.
Ransom.
Okay.
Oh wow. Okay.
And Black Thought.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
All right.
I just heard a new cut with Ransom on today. He was featuring on. That nigga can fly. He can fly.
Oh my god. Man, dude had, to me, he had the feature of the year last year in 2023 on the Conway joint. And he, oh my God, when I say he got on that shit and tore that shit up, it was one of the best features I've heard in a good while.
All
but right. Ransom is, he's a fucking animal out here.
Yeah,
nobody's really talking about
nice.
Him.
All right, man. No doubt. DJ Q.
Oh, and my first that I bought with my own money.
Yes, sir.
This can't ever change. Are we going
to right.
We're going to be like, nigga, how many you bought with your own money?
I believe the first record I bought, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was a 45 of My Uzi Weighs a Ton. I think the first tape I bought with my own money was Bigger and Deffer. And the first CD I bought, only because the shit was cheap for a CD at the time, it was like $7, was Professor Griff, Pawns in the Game.
Wow, you got that shit? I know it's a Frisbee now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's down there somewhere, tucked in the back. But like I said, at that time, CDs was like $15 everywhere.
And that particular CD may have a place in history. It might not be what you want to listen to, but it very well may have a place in history.
Yeah, it was like $7. I had a little money. You know, I had my little golf course job. I said, well, I'll buy my first CD, you know, with that. And, you know, but... Hey, well,
that's why you were swinging that thing on the golf thing the other day like that.
Man.
Gotcha. But anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, as we continue on with the show and whatnot, I guess it's funny you said that because I was thinking CDs. I got into CDs relatively late, I think. You know, right. Saying I was a vinyl head, but I remember it was at a going out of business Waxy Maxy in DuPont Circle, and it was Steezo's first album.
Steezo.
Oh. Yeah. And it was like
it was like
$6, $7 or whatever, and it had the little thing where they cut into the CD to let you know it was a cutout.
Yeah.
I used to hate that.
Remember that shit.
Indeed. So, all right, let's do this, yo. Let's get into the show proper here. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Wayne called out for using a teleprompter to remember his lyrics during the Blackface show, Drake show, for those who are not initiated. Jermaine using a teleprompter. Is that just age? Because if it's age, I'm gonna cut him a break. Because I don't remember a lot of things. I'm getting up there. Is it drugs or lifestyle?
But isn't it on record that he don't remember none of his old shit anyway?
Yeah, I think he said that a few times. Really? He said it's hard for him to remember his old shit. He don't remember. I'm thinking that's probably drug related.
Or you didn't write it in the first place.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even think about going there, but okay.
That was
DJ Q got something to say.
Isn't it floating around out there that supposedly Gilly the Kid wrote that second card?
Well, that's what, if you hear him, he'll probably tell you that. And maybe.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's I don't know the truth, but supposedly that's.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, wait. The matter at hand, regardless of what we think about him writing or not, is that he had the teleprompter. Maybe it's because of the amount of songs. Maybe he just. Like Kurt said, it could be, you know, because he has a well-documented issue, right?
Right.
So it could be that, or, you know.
What am I doing?
So
I'm leaving.
One of the things that I find to be interesting in this situation. Now, I don't know if you're going to remember, Egree, but you were really hot on this when Amigos had just put a record out. And we're asked to perform a couple of said selections from that record. And them niggas, this was a new record. Mm. And them niggas couldn't even remember the lyrics because the songs are so damn forgettable. I mean, so I'm just thinking, and Kerr G is saying, well, no, Kerr G is saying that, you know, damn, okay, Wayne, you know, can't really remember a lot of joints. I mean, joints... I know each generation, his generation, your son Kobe, shout to Kobe, would be aghast at this, but his records probably weren't that memorable to begin with.
Well, for people like us, they ain't that memorable, but for people of a generation of my son and younger, a little younger, they shit. Wayne is one of their goats.
They are at the altar of Wayne, no question.
Yeah, my son is definitely.
So,
but is it the vibe or is it his lyrics?
they said the lyrics, B.
Yeah,
really.
And I'm not gonna fake that the nigga got flow, got some lyrics out there. The voice is just annoying as fuck, but he got some lyrics and some flow to it. But his voice is just annoying as hell to me.
Yeah, I mean, as far as his lyrical ability, I mean, the sun shines on the dog's ass sometimes. So he could pull out, I mean, he'll give you a line here and a line there, or even a verse every couple years. You know what I'm saying? But like and that's just me. Now, you let my son tell it. Yeah, he's the greatest ever, you know what I'm saying? Let my son tell it. But I know what else my son listens to and what he doesn't listen to.
Well, so let me give Wayne a little bit of credit. I mean, on that new Benny the Butcher, which I thought was lukewarm, Wayne sound better than Benny. That's just me being 100.
And that's kind of like what I'm saying. I mean, a verse here, a verse there, and you know, an occasional line there, and you know, he can give you that. A broke clock is right twice a day.
Ooh,
wow. what I'm gonna say is teleprompters are more prevalent than we give notice of. They're out there, bruh. For everything. Teleprompters prevail. They're out there. So is it that he just got caught? Is it that he was too drugged out? I don't know, but
nah,
I don't think it's a big deal.
Wait, no, right, because you know what? At the end of the day, very few of our peers are going to be able to live up to such a lofty standard of teleprompters and all of that stuff. You have some artists, and we're not going to name them, but you have some artists who ain't never going to get caught doing that.
Right, of course.
Most, you know.
But there's also artists that stay on the stage and hold the mic up to the audience.
That's true, yeah.
Which did they forget, or did they just let the crowd get involved? So.
Or is that a thing of no breath control? You know? Nice. I mean, it could be that too, you know? So.
Yeah.
All right, no doubt.
That's kind of like an old school trait or skill, you know what I'm saying, to have is that breath control during live performances. So correct me if I'm wrong, fellas.
I mean, I he probably suffers from a multitude of things anyway. And probably. So I don't know if that was the same show. I'm going to get out of this topic. I don't know if that was the same show where Blackface... Yes, He apparently stopped the show when Wayne wasn't warmly greeted on his introduction anyway. Don't know if that was the same show. I guess they're on some type of tour together. So, you know, mazel tov to those cats. Let me keep it moving. Next stop to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Grammy winning musician Lil Jon. Yeah. Guess what he got?
A new podcast?
He got a new album. It is classified as guided meditation. See what Andre 3000 has started?
Wow.
Lil Wayne speaks to Gayle King and Charles Barkley on their new show and said he talked about he decided,
He said Lil Wayne?
Did I say Wayne?
Yeah.
God damn it, I got Wayne on the brain. I'm sorry. Lil Jon, it's the Lils that got me. Was on the Gayle King and Charles Barkley and said that his new joint coming out is going to be a guided meditation, saying that we need to learn to take care of ourselves, and meditation is a big part of that. And, you know, and I'm like, see what Andre 3000 done started. Everybody now run to a different space. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't imagine what a guided meditation album from this cat would sound like. Who knows? It may be very relaxing. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I thought the 3000 album was very relaxing.
Okay.
You know, if I go to Massage Envy, I'm gonna request that joint.
Okay. So all right.
I mean, I think Andre was slick, man. He was trying to get some of that movie score money or some shit.
Man, you know, man.
I think he's trying to. I don't know, man. But it wasn't a bad product. I will say that.
So if the meditation album gets good reviews, are we going to give it credit?
Give it credit for what, though?
For being a good... So the people who are into that world, if they receive it well,
mm-hmm.
isn't that a good thing?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
He said, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, B. We talking about, what we really talking about is the Fresh Air channel, right? I mean, mm-hmm. nobody talks about the artist or the people who are rocking on the Fresh Air channel. Nope. And just because Lil Jon was thinking, damn, okay, what can I do different? Yo, let's make a Fresh Air joint. And then all of a sudden, hold up, B. Who?
Go ahead.
Now, who is saying what Fresh Air cut the cut or album to album is good? It's the Fresh Air channel. That's just what it's Fresh Air.
So
I love how this nigga just comes up with sayings and it sticks. He cut the Fresh Air channel. What the fuck is oxygenated?
I mean, that's what it is. None. I didn't make that up. There's a channel, you know what I'm saying, on all your check your streaming service, B, and type Fresh Air, and then you'll hear that.
Oh, so there really is a Fresh Air channel.
Exactly. And then they play the Fresh Air Jones, the Meditation Jones, you know, the yoga and incense Jones. They play
B,
all that.
Why are you mad, though? B, so, why are you mad?
So you know it's not about being mad. Here, no, so. It's not about being mad. But listen to where the conversation was going. about how good Lil Jon may or may not be up against the existing Meditation cats who's already in the game. Nobody talks about how good it is. It's just there.
Right. But that's right. The point. That's the point. I said those people who are into the fresh air listen to this all the time. If Lil Jon's fresh air record gets played on the fresh air channel and there's no hubbub, that's a win.
But B, you're talking to fresh air. So there's niggas that's listening to birds chirping and fucking guppies blowing bubbles. Is that what you're telling me?
Would you rather him make a whack hip hop record? A whack rap record. Would you rather that?
I would rather
not. Or would you rather him say, I'm gonna just go over here and make this country record. I'm gonna go over here and make this go-go record. I'm gonna go over here and make some other kind of record. I mean, I know it sounds fucked up. I get what you're saying. But to us, okay, my bad. The fresh air people don't give a fuck what we listening to in hip hop.
Correct.
And we clearly don't give a fuck what they listen to over on Fresh Air.
I only make the point of the hyperbole of commercial rap and the people in that sphere. Andre 3000, I know he didn't set out to do this, but now it's an announcement. Lil Jon is making a guided meditation.
Lil Wayne might too.
Look at the hyperbole in this.
That's
the
easy
fact
money.
That you even see.
Nigga, that fresh air is good money, my nigga. Fuck you talking about, son? You need to get over here and get on it.
And that's quiet money, too.
Real quiet. Real quiet, my nigga.
That's quiet money.
Mouse pissing on cotton money, my nigga.
Cotton money. You can't hear
right.
that.
Okay, so, okay. All right, so look, I'm not going to make a larger cultural point because I can't. I mean, I'm going to run out of superlatives on this. I just think, like, wow, you in your entire life can't name one popular meditation or fresh air person, but
Same
all
fear.
Of a sudden,
I can, Lil Jon, my nigga.
But all of a sudden,
oh boy,
you know what? For me, I'm just happy these niggas ain't making horrible hip hop albums.
Thank you. I got you.
Yeah, so
I
just, feel you. If you want to go do some other shit, cool. Please don't tell me you're retiring and don't make a horrible hip hop album because you're probably coming back when you say you retire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
Yep, go on and do that.
Go make all the fresh air you want, my nigga.
Right, I'm not opposed to, you know what I'm saying, you know, trying new things and trying your legs out on some other form of music or whatever. I mean, I'm all about that, man. Why be caught? You know, why stay in the box?
Okay. I don't mind that, but I'm just saying, I want the niggas over there. Instead of us giving them the business, I want them fresh air niggas to give Lil Jon the business.
Okay, let me read this.
And they might.
Okay.
And let them be the critics.
Right. But let me read this. And maybe this helps bolster my point a little bit. The article starts out, turned down for what? The rapper Lil Jon promoted his new Total Meditation album on CNN's King Charles Wednesday, where he chided the laughter from the audience and said that this stuff was serious. Even the studio audience up at CNN, he come out talking about a meditation jump off and the audience just start busting out laughing.
Because they didn't think he was serious. They probably like, this nigga, come on, this nigga, yeah! Nobody knows this nigga gonna be making no quiet ass album. This nigga's always been loud. His whole life he's been loud. All you hear about this nigga, he's loud, loud, loud. So now he's doing some quiet, fresh air shit.
Okay,
nigga?
And then it says, then they played a track from the album which featured an ethernal drone in the background as the rapper declared, "Hey, it's Lil Jon. I'd like to welcome you to the Total Meditation album." First of all, if you hear his voice on the album, it's not meditation. Okay, it's not meditation.
I mean, if the Death Row, the whole Death Row roster could make a Christmas album, why can't he make a damn meditation?
You know what? But the Death Row Christmas album is in good company with other Christmas albums. You know what I mean? The Profile Records Christmas album with all the Luke Skywalker Christmas album. They're in good company. We talking about blowing up the spot on the yoga spot.
From the window to the wall.
Right. To the sweat drips down those balls.
Downward dog from the window to the wall. Now we're going to tabletop.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's up. So, all right, yo. So let me keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and please let's not get too excited. I'm meditating now. I'm meditating. Benzino says Dr. Dre calling Eminem the best MC ever is an insult to other rappers. And there's the Taco Bell sound. Dung! So, look, Dr. Dre, who got his, and all this happened during the festivities of the him getting a star on the sidewalk out L.A.
30,000.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Either way, whether if he paid for it, yeah, whatever you pay for it or
he
not,
did
it's
or
irrelevant.
Somebody else paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't. You never paid for it yourself.
Okay, exactly. Well, somebody paid for it. Jimmy paid for it. Okay, so that's fine. So that's always going to be controversial. And Q, here you go.
Yeah.
Your time to shine.
Obviously I don't agree, but you know, with Dr. Dre's assessment, but how is that offensive to other rappers? I mean, that I don't get.
Well, first of all, now, Benzino.
Did he mean other black rappers?
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Benzino, it had a color line to it. It wasn't said, but you could believe it was a color line. And Benzino is certainly biased in this particular situation. For Dr. Dre's point, the amount of money Eminem still hauls in from royalties and points is just exponential. And I don't care if it's NWA or any other person on Aftermath or whatever he's calling his labels these days, Death Row, is exponential. Why? How could you not say that?
Yeah, I mean,
like you bought Microsoft Apple. Yeah. Would
Benzino have a bug up his ass if Dr. Dre said Ice Cube was the greatest rapper of all time?
He would not.
So it's kind of like, bro, first of all, you cried on fucking Drink Champs. You ain't got shit to say now. You can't say shit about nothing, bro. You can't say shit. Now, as far as him saying it's an insult, I mean, I don't get it. It don't make sense to me. Now, that's Dr. Dre's opinion, and he's entitled to it. And although, like you said, his opinion that he's entitled to may be sitting on top of everything you just said, Killer. You know what I'm saying? It's buffered by all of that. So, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get Benzino's point. And him being flustered about that. I mean, first, like you said, you know the deal. You know who he is and who he is to Dr. Dre. So it's kind of like expected. You know what I'm saying? Why would he say anything else? You know what I'm saying? That's his money train right now. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't get it.
G?
Well, I'm going to need to get to another doctor and get a second opinion. Because I don't believe anything he just said, because like you said, it's all about the money. And when Eminem came along, Dr. Dre's money doubled. More than doubled over time. But at that point in time, whatever he was making doubled after he got Eminem around. So, of course, you're going to hang your hat on this nigga being the best, because he not only is the best MC for you, he also doubled the money in your pockets at the time. So, yes.
Yeah. So his opinion is buffered.
So
it's buffered with all of that.
Tuesday at 2:22 on the Fresh Air Channel. If it ain't about the money.
Man, you know Dr. Dre is everything you just said, all of that build up, and you ain't said a goddamn thing about his rap skills. All his money, his longevity, this, that, and the other. I'm not, wait, because I don't want you to get me. I'm not on Benzino's side. Dude, let it go. Let it go. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what Dre, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who Dre says is the greatest. It don't matter. That's who he feels the greatest for whatever his reasons. So be it. But we know Benzino got that issue.
Chip on his shoulder.
He got that big chip on his shoulder. I didn't want to say it because somebody's going to make a joke out of it. But he still got carrying that around. Yeah. So, but you looking bad, B. Let it go, man.
You made yourself look bad crying on that other podcast. I didn't mean to say the name.
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good. So the only thing I can say to wind up this situation, I only understand Benzino at this point. Eminem largely does not make, I think, in my humble opinion, it makes good hip hop music. His music is terrible. Now that being said, he has no problem selling plenty of it. So, you know, that's one of those so what situations right there. Now, Benzino himself doesn't make good and has never made good music. Never. So that's where I would be. Usually, you know me, like I said last week, I'm down for the fight. I'm down with it. And usually I might be down with it, but you know, Benzino, come on, bro.
Yeah, let it go.
Peace.
And to your point, Killer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. I do agree. In recent years, has not made great music. You know, but I will say this. I still trust him in a situation where we get Jazzy Jeff up in here on two turntables and we get that Impeach the President going back and forth. I trust him in that situation to bless that mic.
Now, see, right. And
two turntables in the mic, I trust him 100%.
And that's what's going to separate the cream, you know, anyway. You know, who's going to be able to come to the original two turntables without your management and none of that and then get busy. You know, who's capable of doing that? So he would have, to me, got a lot more traction if he would have just said, Eminem really doesn't make good hip hop music.
Well, he would never say that.
All of this the best.
Because that means he doesn't put out good music.
Well, he doesn't.
I'm just saying.
No doubt.
People are going to turn around and be like, okay, when was the last time you had a good album?
Mm. So, he would never say that. That's his cash cow.
You can't say that.
All right, no doubt. Let's keep it rocking. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I'm bringing this up with trepidation.
Oh shit!
Ice Cube defends his decision to do business with Elon Musk, and I quote, "I ain't aligned with nothing," and he should have added, "but the bag," but he didn't. That's me.
Right.
But he should have just said that. Ice Cube's Big Three and Musk, him got together to broadcast that live on Musk's platform, formerly Twitter X. And people was criticizing Ice Cube. Oh, here go Ice Cube. There go Ice Cube again, fucking with conservative white cats. Like Kurt G said a long time ago, Ice Cube been fucking with them for a minute. And I know that.
Never have dinner with the president.
Oh, well.
Never have dinner with the president.
Well.
He did claim he never actually met Donald Trump in real life. And he never had any real dealings with him. That's what he said.
Okay, that's real. And I bring this up with trepidation because I know, you know, that can be a sticky, wicked landmine that myself and E Color sometimes get into, you know, over the politics, you know, as we see them.
Ain't nothing to get into this week, bruh. It's a money move.
Damn it, you want it.
Shit.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's a money move.
Hey, we ain't gonna argue that point.
Nobody can argue that.
Okay. Right, okay, so what do you do when it's money? You say, well, he's a conservative. I'm not going to go over here and get this bag.
Okay, you could be a conservative, and you could get the bag with conservatives. Actually, it's funny. Yeah.
You sound like Michael Jordan.
Right, thank you. I was exactly getting ready to bring that up because, you know, when Jordan said Republicans buy sneakers too, Jesse Helms was still alive and was running for re-election for the Senate.
Jordan never said fuck the police either.
You know, well, no doubt. Now, but I'm just saying. So here we are, Musk, who is being aligned with white supremacists. Musk, who says basically, fuck diversity. You know, if I got all white and Asian kids and I'm dealing with them because they the smartest, I don't want no niggas in there. You know, Musk ain't from here. He's from South Africa.
So he's an African-American.
Right. Really an African-American. So what are you saying, my nigga?
So I'm just saying in that situation, Ice Cube can do whatever he wants, but Ice Cube is not above criticism when somebody is going to point those things out.
Nah, I mean nobody is.
I mean no, because I mean, but Cube at times is act like, you know, y'all niggas, why y'all player hating me or why y'all criticizing me when this is ain't. I mean, look, I know.
I just want to ask though, for
my
for,
man,
just
please,
just for the record,
yes, sir.
These couple of things. Do we know that he reached out to Elon Musk or did Elon Musk reach out to him? Part two. Do we know if he might have reached out to Tyler Perry or any of our other illustrious, wealthy black Americans here and they shitted on his idea? Do we know?
Well, let me read it and then maybe it'll get answered here. On Thursday, March the 22nd, the iconic West Coast rapper took to X, formerly Twitter, to deliver the highly anticipated news on the comeback of his 3-on-3 pro basketball league, which is set to kick off its seventh season on June 15th, and ask why the league isn't on streaming platform Rumble Video. Cube replied, because we're on X. Better ask somebody. So it doesn't say who asked who, but he's just making the announcement.
Yeah, you know that saying. You better ask somebody. That's all he's saying.
And then it says the former NWA rapper faced criticisms from the fans who questioned his decision to do business with the owner of X, Elon Musk, who he had clashed previously, okay, casting doubt on Ice Cube's intentions. Basically, people confused. There are people who saying, hey, you know, what's this? This, you know, I never have dinner with the president or any of the other things he said.
I mean, Elon Musk ain't exactly the president either.
You know what's missing for these kids these days, these younger people? You know what's missing for them? Missing is seeing George Jefferson save a white man's life and then that white man say, what, King Killer?
He should have let me die.
Yeah.
And then you would be weary of doing business with that kind of individual. We don't have any of that kind of stuff in our face these days. It's all about getting money. Right. So I can't even believe that people are shocked. Or it must be people our age that are getting on Ice Cube, because the young folks probably be like, hey, get that guap.
And I think that you would be right, that it is people our age who know about Cube's history.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
If it was Travis Scott, nobody wouldn't even be thinking about criticism.
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all. But like I said, though, it's like E. Green said, it's all about the bag, man. He's just trying to get his paper, keep his brand up. And in a way, can you be mad at that in a way?
See, this is where I was going to go with it. I'm not upset with Cube on any level at all. because he's trying to, like you said, he's trying to keep his brand going. He's trying to make trying to continue to make, stay relevant in this day and time in the space that he's in. And the only way he's going to do that is by staying out here and getting in contact with the people with the money that can keep his business flowing. Because he obviously ain't got enough money to do it by himself. So he has to go outside of his own circle to get this money.
Actually,
Let me say this right quick, though. And they ain't got to be going out to dinner together. Or they ain't got to be going fishing.
Now, see, now this is why I would have an issue with it. If he's out there hanging out with this nigga, starting to sound like this nigga, I'm like, wait.
That's another issue. And that's another thing. But if he's on some old, you know what I'm saying, the old fuck you pay me, then okay, can you really be mad at that?
So, I'm going to say that you can't be mad at that. Shout the G for his point. Really, and I'm not mad at that. But there's something that Swerve said earlier that I think bears... How much traction or none at all did he get from some of the other paid African Americans? Or maybe they gave him the fuck out of here.
And that's a good point too, though.
Yeah.
So if E. Green's point, if that's what happened, if he went to Oprah and she was like, "Nah, I'm straight." If he went to Tyler Perry and he like, "Nah, fuck out of here," you know what I'm saying? I run my gospel shit or whatever the fuck. And nobody's giving him shit. Nobody's giving him a shot. And then here comes Elon and his gold is shimmery. This is like, okay.
Damn, $200 for a quick delivery?
So what is he to do at that point? You know what I'm saying? Give him $200 for a quick delivery.
That's what he did.
Now there's steak with the beans and rice.
Nigga.
Hey, my fans are nervous, but they know the deal.
And my sister's gear got sex appeal.
Niggas out here spitting the lyrics.
Quick story. KRS pulled me up on stage one time, man, and we did the whole first verse of shit.
Word? Oh,
damn.
Wow. Yeah. That's special.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's special. So, sure. That's what's up, yo. So, now we're at this part of the show where usually I might break out into the Digital Freaks albums of the week. But in honor of our guest, who said he got some questions or at least a couple of topics, we will turn it over to DJ Q.
Now it's your time to shine. Yes. I know you tried to take over the beginning of the show.
No, I was trying to take over. A few weeks ago, it was a question about some of the greatest 12 inches?
Yes.
Okay. I just got a select few.
Awesome.
Okay.
I brought out a select few.
All right.
My first one right here. Master Ace, Saturday Night Live, and Jeep Ass Nigga.
Wow. You got the clear jump. I got one too, bruh. I got a clear one too, bruh.
That was a good one. I thought this 12 inch was absolutely phenomenal. And this was this shit had pure fire.
Okay.
The Gangsta Militia 12 inch. With the Pete Rock remix on there and the half and half B side of that shit. That 12 inch one of my faves.
Okay.
And me and E Green, I told you we talked about this when I was at the crib. The Roots Cypher Treatment 12 inch, which features the Kilo Mix, the Beat Miners Remix, AJ Shine Remix, and the Beat Miners Bonus Beats, and the Black Thought 87 You Know It, You and Yours Mix. And this is probably one of the most incredible 12-inches of all time.
Really? Of all time? Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you continue.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And I got another Roots joint.
Proceed.
Continue.
Yeah. I have each one of these records. I'm good.
Okay. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. this instrumental is one of my favorite DJ Premier instrumentals. And that is the DITC, The Enemy 12.
Oh, The Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that internationally known, produced by Lord Finesse. And this another DITC, Joan. The Big L Ebonics, The Size of Mug, Joan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, you're talking about good for open mics.
Mm.
Oh, man. And a couple more. Black Moon, I Got You Open to events.
I Got You Open.
I think it's was that the Killing Every Nigga in Sight on the other side? Ooh, man, if you understood the open mics.
Oh, that Killing Every Nigga in Sight, yo, is one of my favorites.
Man. And one of the greatest remixes of all time. The Nas, It Ain't Hard to Tell. Nas.
He's the king of this going. Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. Couple more. The Rock the Bells. With the original and the remix on the other side.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. The LL. The original Rock the Bells.
The original Rock the Bells. Mm-hmm. And I got black two more. Man, you had to be there to understand. The Busta Rhymes, It's a Party remix with the J Dilla remix to It's a Party. Mm. And the J Dilla remix to Ill Vibe with Q-Tip. And I think it features both instrumentals and acapellas.
I don't have that 12-inch. I don't have it.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's got the two J Dilla remixes on there.
It's too expensive now.
Yeah, probably. And my last one is also a Busta Rhymes. Who I Got You All in Check, which also features
J Dilla.
I got the J Dilla
bounce mix.
Yeah, got that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, man. So I had to put some shit back.
No doubt.
One last thing. King Killer mentioned the hip hop book. I got mine right here. This shit right here.
Yes, sir.
That's the one.
It's a damn little laptop. That shit's huge.
Yeah. My son bought me this as a Father's Day gift.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great son. I love him to death.
That's
besides Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Shout out to my son, Rakim.
All right, shout out to Rakim.
Yeah, shout out to my son, Rakim, for that. Yeah, so that was the issue that I had to address with my man King Killer. I had some choice 12 inches I wanted to throw in there for I forgot who asked the question on the text chain for somebody.
It was one of our family members, Diff.
Oh, and shout out to Diff.
Yes, and actually the 12 inches that you pulled out are excellent, no doubt.
Uh-oh. There's no but.
I think I probably would have narrowed it just a little because, see, you're talking to, as you can see, you're talking to another record head. So
Yes, sir.
I'm like, okay, I got all those 12 inches but one. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm good. But
it could change. It could change every conversation.
No, it could.
It wasn't a challenge to kill her. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, look, you got this, killer. No, it wasn't that.
No. I wasn't even looking at it as a challenge. I guess I was saying probably at that point, people don't really even understand when you're talking about these remixes or whatever. It would probably have to be, and I think the ones that we named were so commercial, like it was like 5 minutes of funk on one side and Friends on the other. It's a huge, it's a commercial 12 inch. I think out of the Black Moon, you're right, but it almost would have to be Who Got the Props as a 12 inch because it's so ubiquitous and popular, of things of that nature. But look, I feel you. To me, and I still say this, one of the best remixes of all time on 12 inches is the Dos Effects.
What?
Dome Cracker remix.
Microphone Master.
My God.
Maker.
Yeah.
What? Man.
Or, um, Oh, they had that microphone master and mic checker.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The mic checker and the remix for the joint off their first album. Was it Just Some Men?
Yeah, I think it was Just Some Men. Or was it Just Some Men? I'd have to pull the record out. But any case, but yeah, so yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking that Dome Cracker remix is just sick. It's outrageous.
And you said Microphone Master, the Pete Rock remix to that.
So no doubt.
I think somebody would have to say something way out of the way for any record to be wrong, actually, because the one you said, I mean, it's just There's so much good music.
It's so many. But at the same time, though, I feel Killer's point too. When you talking about It's Like That and Sucker MCs on one,
right?
That doesn't count.
But that counts. So yeah,
but we're talking original. Like,
no,
did you have any represses there?
None of these, but check it out.
But see, so when you say that falls in line to when, you know, it's like, damn, I bought this record for friends. I'm saying Houdini, but 5 minutes of funk
is funk, right?
It's nuts. I mean, that is such rare air to have an A and B, like you said, it's like that.
Okay, then
Sucker MC's on the B side. That's such rare air, right?
Yeah, but that's what I was going for when I pulled some of these out. Something that's on both sides.
Yes, indeed. And I feel you with that. Yes.
Yeah. Now me DJing in an underground ass club for a few years, that's the shit that we played.
Oh, yes.
We played like that Beat Miners remix or that I Got You Open, you know what I'm saying, remix or that, or like me DJing in underground open mics, you know what I'm saying? I might be pulling out that some real stupid underground shit, you know what I'm saying? L Fudge or Alex Click,
or
some stupid underground shit.
Non-fiction,
exactly. Oh, that non-fiction used to get so much run in the hip hop shop on 7 Mile. I'm telling you.
So this particular conversation is amongst the elite of the elite, because first of all, you got to have the time in, and then you got to have at least a familiarity with that vinyl and what's on said vinyl. So good selections. Yeah. You playing those selections at a pure spot. Nobody is coming up to the DJ booth requesting, because they already know what you're talking about. They already know what you're playing. And so they like, you let him cook, as the young boys would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, all right, son, what else you had on your mind?
Shit, man.
We went and saw a little show, didn't we?
Yeah, we went and peeped out a little show Saturday night. What's that group that's for the children?
I don't know, man. It's like a bunch of them. That's all I know.
First of all, let's clear this up. You got Q and Swervin out in Vegas at the Wu-Tang show. So let's just get right to it. Where did y'all see it at?
The Virgin Theater.
The Virgin Theater. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, and shout out to my friend Mika. She made it out there to check out the Wu-Tang show. Yeah. Shout out to her, man. She's good company. Real close, real different than mine. Shout out to her, too.
All right.
No doubt.
So tell us about the show.
Oh, man. The shit was, man, listen. It was definitely a great show. The stars came out. Seen Mayweather Sr. up in there. You know, Flavor Flav walking around up in there.
Okay.
I thought I saw Ray Allen up in there.
Okay. It probably was. He was that big dude, tall dude with the
with that white hoodie.
It probably was. It was probably a lot of people in there that.
And they came out, man, and the Wu showed their ass.
But wait.
They
opened up the DJ was DJ Scratch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Every time I hear Scratch, yo, I'm thinking, damn, Jazzy Jeff, man.
Yeah.
Yo, B, Scratch is ignorant, yo.
Yes, he is.
One of my inspirations. Definitely, man.
So that was
he showed his ass.
Oh my god, yo! He's one of the
best on the planet. I always give credit to Jazzy Jeff as being the ultimate GOAT, the best on the planet. But then
he's creeping up on him, boy.
Right, motherfucking dick.
Well, you know, Jeff is coasting a little bit. We can be honest. Yeah. He's coasting a little bit.
He need a challenge. I'm gonna say it. Hey, Jazzy Jeff, I think Scratch getting at you, man. Somebody post that shit.
I think we might need to bring Versus back.
That would be amazing.
But here's the thing. Scratch is ill with the body tricks.
Yeah.
And the overall performance. Jeff is ill with, I mean, Scratch is Scratch, and he can cut the scratch, and he can do, you know what I'm saying, the things with the turntables and making, you know what I'm saying, speak with his hands too, but he's just ill with all the body tricks. Jeff is just your
on
just
a technical greatest, level.
On a
yeah.
technical level.
Jeff can't be fucked with.
Jeff is so smooth with it at the same time too.
It's just a whole, Jeff is just Jeff, man. If I'm a stand for anybody in hip hop, anybody that knows me knows it's Jazzy Jeff. I'm a stand for anybody, man, I rock with, I put Jeff $1 million on Jeff every time. Except Scratch. I wouldn't put $1 million on him.
You gotta watch the judges, huh? I might be there.
Oh, and what's up with that Top Golf, E. Green? You know.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to the Wu Tang, but yeah. So.
Oh,
Killer.
Okay. No. Let's continue.
No. I'll go ahead because we went to the golf first, then the Wu Tang, then we heard whatever we did it. But Killer, we went out to Top Golf where you and I went.
Yeah.
Got busy a little bit out there, and I was talking smack. Like, yeah, I gave Killer some business out here. What you trying to do? I'm just talking it up.
No doubt.
There's girls there. I get up. I go first.
And we had to wing.
Yeah, we had. Yeah, it was eight. They hooked us up, B. It was.
Oh, okay.
It was
love.
But anyway, not so much for me. I'm left-handed. But anyway, first swing. I think I hit that ball 10 yards. 10 yards legit. And then he gets up there, and this dude is looking like dark-skinned Tiger Woods out there. And I'm like, what are we doing? Yo, he's hitting the fence almost every time, B.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's hitting the fence almost every time. And I'm like, yo, this dude must play golf like regularly, because there's no way you were that good just stepping out here.
I get out there, you know, so he over the summer.
Let's just say this: one of the games we played, like three games. One of the games, it was just outrageous. Somebody had like almost 200 points, and then somebody else had like 68. That was crazy, right?
Oh, okay, yeah,
it was crazy. But then that last game, though, I did walk off with that dub, so you know.
Yeah,
regardless of what he was, it might have been a liquor. He was liquored up, whatever you want to say. Man, I went home with that dub.
Yeah, by that time, and that herb set in too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 The truth was told.
Okay.
The truth was told. Okay. But back to Wu Tang though.
But back to the Wu Tang.
When they first of all, I was hyped, yo. I was hyped because I didn't think I was gonna get to go. And Tanya came up with these tickets, B. She kept, was clutch with the tickets. And so we got... and then Q said he was coming out and going to the show, so we had to connect. We go out there. Everything's good. Scratch is doing what he does. We just talked about it. But then all of a sudden, they start coming out on the damn stage. It was like a double stage. Top part. Like three parts.
Yeah, it was like two layers.
Three-part stage. Somebody had a live band. Mm-hmm. Like two or three other DJs.
Yeah.
It was just sick, yo. They had some singers come up.
but the height of the night, the cherry on top of things, is when Redman came out there.
Oh, wow. Jesus, yo. Yeah, he came out there. People went bananas, yo. Wow. Bananas.
When Redman came, when they were doing the Method Red shit.
Yeah. How and, high?
It was
all that
a shit. It was Rockwilder, I think.
Rockwilder, yeah. Yeah,
the cherry on top.
That was totally unexpected because I thought it was just them, right?
Yeah, Red came out. That was it, man. That was the cherry on top. That's all I really needed to see. I could have went home. That was all. Because when I say Red is one of my top, is one of my top MCs, and I put a million on it. He was top five in the 90s. Period. In that 10-year period between 90 and 2000, he was the top five MC, period.
He said you're going to put a million on it.
Mm-hmm. I'll put a million on it.
I don't know. Once you get the forensic list, but I don't know too many people going to argue it.
What the album would stand next to any album you can name in that era?
I don't know. I think Muddy Waters was better.
I'm a Muddy Waters guy. Yeah.
I'm a Muddy Waters 2 guy. I'm a Muddy Waters guy too. But I put that on anything. I put your favorite Pac album, your favorite Nas album, your favorite Jay-Z album, your favorite Biggie album. I would put Muddy Waters up against anything. Mm, yeah. And whoever bring whatever, they're gonna have to pack a lunch.
You know what was also cool was they did the skits.
Yeah.
I'll sew your mouth and just keep feeding you. And the whole crowd was just saying the words to all of them shits. It was crazy, yo.
They had actors performing the skits. The Shamik got busted in his head.
It was crazy.
They had people acting out the skits.
I forgot to talk to you about this, Q. The wackest part of the night. Let me give them some feedback. Feedback on it. I did tell Q after that night, I give it a 9.5. I would have gave it a 10 if Young DB would have been doing the songs.
Yeah.
Just do the song.
What did we talk about earlier? You know, you had the mic out.
Yeah, he was putting the mic out and spinning around. He was doing more dancing. So it just took away a little bit. But what really was like wild was after Scratch got done mixing, Flav came up on the stage and he started to do a history of hip hop, yo. And it was the wrong place and the wrong time.
It was a little too long.
Yeah, it was long.
He
got to the part, I forget which part, but he went through the whole shit. He was talking about all the five aspects of hip hop. But then it got to the point where he was talking and the crowd starts saying, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. Yeah. So he basically was like, yo, RZA is my cousin and he wanted me to just do that for y'all. And then they came out, but it had been too long. People was waiting for Wu-Tang and DJ Scratch was up there for a good 45 minutes, if not an hour. Yeah. And so people was getting antsy and Flav was not coming across like they meant it to be.
He got wooed off.
Yeah, he got wooed off. He got wooed off the stage in real life. Yeah.
That's what's up. So it is good to hear that Wu obviously still sounds like they're on the top of their game.
Yeah,
that sounds that's good to know. You know,
Method Man ripped it up, and the women loved him.
And I seen the Wu. I went to the New York State of Mind tour, and I saw them. You know, what I'm saying with the Nas show, and that show was actually very comparable to the show that they had on the Nas tour.
Okay.
Very comparable. Even though the show that I went to, Meth wasn't there, and they even did a couple songs that I didn't like the Gravel Pit joint and the Pinky Ring joint. But that show, they did nothing but the bangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they did. Nothing but the bangers. Mm, yeah. I mean, the Cream, the Triumph, did they do It's Yours? I don't remember hearing that.
Isn't that what they came out to?
It wasn't Bring the Ruckus, was it? I don't know, but I thought it was It's Yours.
I was on high the whole night. But it was a very good show.
Really good show. That's what's good. So now, you know, we done had a full feature pack show. I think it's time that we get down to Matt and Peter's favorite time. It's the Digital Freaks albums of the week.
Can you get down?
I'm gonna have to open my phone back up here now.
Get on down. Can you get down?
It died on me since it went so long on that extra opinion. The shit locked back up on me, so I said, damn, okay, let me open my shit back up here.
Damn, my bad, Kurt. We were just
That's all right.
He got that sleep timer. It should be ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, so this week, we didn't get one from Pete this week.
Okay.
So I put in two this week.
All right. Damn, he's still mad at you, Kurt?
He might be. I don't know. I ain't hollered at him. But I think that's squashed. I don't think he could be upset with me over that. not over that. But yeah, so this week brought to you by Matt is Ransom and Harry Fraud. Lavish Mystery.
That's and Ransom. That shit is crazy.
Ransom and Harry Fraud, Lavish Misery.
See, I gotta listen to that.
Well, I say this, Killer. Ransom is doing his thing. Harry Fraud is Harry Fraud.
Okay, there you go. You already read my mind. That I'm like, damn, man, Harry Fraud. I don't see what the big hype is, but that's just me.
La Musica, Harry Fraud.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then brought to you by me, like I said, I gave you two this week. I got A1 and Parental Sublime. That's A1 and Parental Sublime. And then Confucius MC and Pitch 92 Stop Signs. That's Confucius MC and Pitch 92 Stop Signs.
All right.
Man, hold up. Right quick. Big shout out to Kurt and my man Max Figallo. He's out of New Jersey, man. Dude literally has like 400 albums every year or some shit. And Kurt is right there with him. And they both put me up on some really good hip-hop, man. Shout out to Max, man. My man Max and all of that, man. And you too, Kurt, man, for giving us some. Because I get in these conversations with people, they say, ain't nothing out. I say, look, man, there's plenty out here. We in the age of information, man. There's plenty of good hip-hop out here. You just got to go find that shit.
Indeed, yep, no doubt. To.
All right, well, DJ Q, the internet needs you back mixing, brother. I told you that when you was here.
Man, listen. Hey, that was some good shit. Not the shit that we smoking, but the other shit that we were doing. Thursday night when I got there?
Yeah.
Just off the top blends. We
pulled a session, Killer.
Oh, wow.
You know how we do.
Right.
Round table. We did the round table, John.
Wow, yeah, okay.
That was good shit, E. Green, man. You're a gracious host, brother. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
What did I say?
I said I gotta catch Kurt and Killer out here next time I come.
Indeed. We just gotta get Kurt out here. Killer is a habitual visitor. We gotta get Kurt out here.
Yeah. We gotta put it together.
I work every weekend, that's the problem.
Or I'm gonna come out that way, Killer, and get on the show in the basement.
Hey,
I
need to do that.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, appreciate you coming in here, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yeah, okay. No doubt, Q. You the man, son.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming out, sir.
Peace and love, fellas.
All right.
Got you. All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
In Transmetropolitan Marks.
What?
Yeah.
What?
First power, then industry, then civilization. Right. Supernatural flows. Blood spills on battlefields, that's how it goes. Make corporations a fall while legends rose. Can't tell the difference between the friends and foes. The wind blows, hatred grows daily. A lot of them like savior, come save me. A lot of them feel helpless like a baby, augmented to the max. It's gonna cost about $180. Don't settle for maybe, make sure that it's a guaranteed deal. Or fantasies embarrassing for real. Now married to the steel, fully chrome, fully decked out. Feeling like Rick Deckard in the flesh. Altered carbon intercept. You immersed in a fabricated internet. Sugar-coated, watered down, ain't experienced living yet. Half ghost in the shell, half militech. I'll be back in a millisec. Listen, it's like Echo 5 Alpha, Echo 5 Alpha. Yeah, I read you loud and clear, but say it louder. I see you made it through these years, but not without the internal router or the source of the power. Echo 5 Alpha, Echo 5 Alpha. Yeah, I read you loud and clear, but say it louder. I see you made it through these years, but not without the internal router or the source of the power. And I don't waste precious brain power on things like existential dread. While villages bled, abandoned outposts, I'd rather pillage instead. I'm in the outskirts with modified infrared. Indeed, I take drastic measures, all for the sake of making classic records like national treasures. Stored in an armory, rituals are the formula I use to restore harmony. And this is way more surreal than it ought to be. Transmetropolitan, mega city honoree. Honestly, for the runes not gathered yet, I'm on the job, baby, one nanosec. Damn, I get 8 billion stories, 900,000 planets set. Next level like Mass Effect. Gold iridium where the stash is kept. Before I take half a breath, listen, it's like Echo 5 Alpha, Echo 5 Alpha. Yeah, I read you loud and clear, but say it louder. I see you made it through these years, but not without the internal router or the source of the power. Echo 5 Alpha, Echo 5 Alpha. Yeah, I read you loud and clear, but say it louder. I see you made it through these years, but not without the internal router or the source of the power. Source of the power. Source of the power. Source of the power, yeah, yeah. High tech, low life. High tech, low life.
Could it be? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's ace.
International man of mystery in black pajamas. Trust me, a man is history and that's a promise. No escaping this, beat is nuts, I'm baking this. Like Cacciatore, statutory, I'm raping this. Wear a mask and caping this, but keep the tights. You can't compare, so be prepared for some sleepless nights. My thick skin can withstand all these creatures' bites. They won't allow this black man to reach his heights. But I leap over low blows in a single bound and take orchestras down in a single sound. This evil frown be the same as my happy face. Marco Polo got the dope like Pappy Mace. May God's grace rain down on the people's heads. We're starring in this horror movie like Evil Dead. Take a look at our own youth as it fades away. Soon as I find me a phone booth, I'ma save the day.
New York City, the Big Apple. Yep, here it's action, action, action.
In trouble now.
Where you can get to be your favorite hero.
Polo is shaking.
They come in teams. They have fabulous powers.
Ace was hood.
Their names are magic. They're the classic bunch of Ice, Pow, Switch. We're about to take a behind-the-scenes look at the incredible world of...
INS, your highness. Boy, y'all want smoke, huh? I'm hot on all corners like the stovetop. Call me the one, I'm Keanu when they throw shots. Rebel and Ace, certain death, pick your own box. My name, heavyweight on the scale. You ain't even got a place on the scale. You just faking for real. See me frontline, blazing a trail. Fuck the records, I get paid in the mail. I'm just making a sale. You a customer, I'm a hustler. Throw the blade to your cheek, clean, touch you up. It's like bad luck, how we fuck shit up. And light an L in your face, like it wasn't us. I don't talk, I just nod the brim. I get even when it's odds with him. Better warn your kin. Try hard, but the margin slim. How I heat it up, fogging up your goggle lens.
Oh, Inspector. Oh, yes, Inspector. So I want to have duplicates made of the recording and play it over the Daily Planet radio station and on other stations all over the country. Then I want to offer a big prize, say $10,000.
$10,000?
I know that's a lot of money, Chief, but we need a big prize to get everyone listening.
Just might work.
So go ahead. Up to it.
Now you're talking, Chief. I'll get working on it at once.
Slow burner, you know what I mean? Manifest in the thin air all my desires. 74 racks to wire my final supplier. 74 Gerald Genta protects a mentor. Cold is the winter, any contender will surrender. Land Rover, cocaine, matte white defender. Black interior, snake eyes, a snow ninja. With opulence, I got a doctorate. Me falling off is preposterous. This last decade, I've been dominant. A sleeping giant, low key though, my name prominent. I saw it all through the Oculus, VR binoculars. Buying real estate in the metaverse with crypto. Got the blockchain locked like prisoners on Gitmo. Fresher than the best dress at Pity Womo. Off-white for Virgil Abloh, bro. That's if you know though. The loud got me moving slow-mo. I'm on my mojo. I must get paid for the fam. Fuck that promo, yo. All these rappers wanna live in laps of luxury. What's the point if you can't do it with company? If I get money, my fam gets money. It's enough bread for all of us, no one left hungry. All these rappers wanna live in laps of luxury. What's the point if you can't do it with company? If I get money, my fam gets money. It's enough bread for all of us, no one left hungry. 74, two-door Caprice Vert on sixes. GMT, Swiss-made timepiece, it glistens. Ellis engine, rumble, system ridiculous. Old burger beats blasting, cruising the mission. Mini Draco, cause in the air it's always tension. Swerve on potholes, can't fuck up the suspension. With this mic, I'm a technician. It's not a lot of underground cats in my position. Or with the vision, I leveled up, holding key to get my bezel up. Microdose, infinite pipes, I done see pressure bust. Mellow out, 74 beats, my resting rate.
apple fritter lit in my joint. It's time to elevate Supreme Samarina or the blacked out Nautilus. My watch list for watches, y'all haters be so fraudulent. Acting up, fronting for socials, but you ain't racking up. Always mad and stuff because your music is whack as fuck. All these rappers wanna live in laps of luxury. What's the point if you can't do it with company? If I get money, my fam gets money. It's enough bread for all of us, no one left hungry. All these rappers wanna live in laps of luxury. What's the point if you can't do it with company? If I get money, my fam gets money. It's enough bread for all of us, no one left hungry. Yeah, A1, Old Burger Beats, Saint Peace, we outta here. One time for your mind, don't sleep.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
I can flip that flow, I can stick that hoe, I can get that dough, you know I'm with that, yo. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. But when it gets dark, it's like a nigga's having dreams.
All nightmares, the light there, it's a dessert. Got me like it. Everybody wants to hurt, but paranoid. So I strike out at whatever. The closest thing to me's gonna get it, but never.
Will I, kill I, think death is wrong. So I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga Bull. These other rap cats will give a nigga room.
But if it costs for me to force my way in the door, head hunting motherfuckers, stay on the floor. Fall is what I get sick with. Four more, now all this is liquid.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Gifted and eating, ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'ma bite you, and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Gifted and eating, ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. I'm the best, so unless you wanna rest with the stiff, don't touch that, leave it alone. When you walk past the doghouse, leave it a bone.
Dogs bite, dogs fight, dogs like scratch, shake, and hold. All night, so when you hit it, start running. Cause when you hit it, I'm coming.
But I don't like drama, so I stay to myself. Keep focused with this rap shit and pray for the wealth. I want the money, give me the honeys with big asses. The most expensive champagne you got in big glasses.
I'm drunk, so I'm a bastard, head wide open. Begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wish, now he's a dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy, ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy, ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
When the sun is up, the gun is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Locks off the cage, gauge with the buckshot stacking. You be lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drops, then another, and another. Gun pops, going through you, hit your mother.
We did it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause fucking with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head and remember that I'm blessed.
With the curse and it gets worse, time goes by. Can't see straight, I'm so high. Why ask why when you know, nigga, when it's your time to go, you go.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now.